From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump wanted to talk about North Korea and counterterrorism at his first Group of Seven summit, but European leaders had climate change on their minds. Specifically, they are looking for commitment by Mr. Trump once he called climate change a hoax to adhere to the Paris Accord signed by President Barack Obama. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
The United States is considering its position in relation to these matters and what its policy is going to be. But there is no doubt around the table about how important this particular issue on climate change
is. Despite President Trump's reservations about the Paris Accord, all sides indicated the talks went well. And today, Italian's Prime Minister, the host of the summit, stressed the ties between Italy and African nations and said that Saturday's discussions would focus on the necessity of a 360-degree partnership among the countries of the G7, the international organizations, and the countries of Africa. The Washington Post newspaper reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, emails, and phone records going back to 2015. There is a separate federal probe being led by the U.S. Justice Department Special Counsel. So far, there are no comments on the matter from the Trump political organization or the White House. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the national security advisor to U.S. President Jimmy Carter, has died at the age of 89. His death was announced on social media Friday night by his daughter, MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski. She called her father the most inspiring, loving, and devoted man any girl could ever have. Brzezinski helped Carter bridge wide gaps between Egyptian and Israeli leaders, leading to the Camp David Accords. Not long ago, Brzezinski spoke before the Washington think tank, the Atlantic Council.
I do feel strongly that we live in an age in which freedom is, in fact, the destiny of the future. We live in an age in which, for the first time in all of human history, the vast majority of mankind is politically awakened.
In recent years, Brzezinski devoted his efforts to bring the former Soviet republics into NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. A suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of government forces in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding six others. Officials said that Saturday's attack in the eastern city of Khos targeted a special unit of Afghan forces providing security for U.S. troops in the area. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack, but denies there were any civilian casualties. British police have arrested two more people in connection with the suicide bombing after a concert early this week. The Greater Manchester Police say the two individuals were taken into custody during raids on Saturday. Police say a total of 11 men remain in custody for questioning. The suicide attacker, Salman Abidi, blew himself up in the lobby of a Manchester arena Monday, killing 22 people and wounding at least 116 children and adults. South Korea said Saturday a fishing vessel it believed had been hijacked by pirates in the Indian Ocean was not hijacked after all. South Korea's foreign ministry says they made contact with the captain of the ship after earlier losing communication with him. Authorities are now in the process of getting an accurate account of what occurred. Initially, South Korea's anti-piracy unit was dispatched to the fishing vessel's emergency call. And once again, just recapping our top story, the Washington Post reporting, Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications line between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.